Glow up collapse is our 10th truth, our 10th burnout truth here on Burnoutology, the podcast. Glow up collapse. This is what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Burnoutology, the podcast. I am Kelly Swingler, the burnoutologist. Over the last decade, I have coached over 700 leaders through burnout. I've written the books, I've got the t-shirts, I've done the work. My first burnout made me really seriously ill. My second nearly killed me. And now I am on a mission to end burnout. And I absolutely believe that burnout ends with awareness. All of my work, really, and my work within the Burnout Academy is about ensuring that coaching is safe and ethical, that coaches are burnout aware and trauma informed. I genuinely believe that as coaches, we have a role, a right, a need to be able to better help and support our clients. And burnout coach training isn't cutting it. It's not providing safe spaces for clients that are on the brink of burnout. And again, this isn't about coaching becoming therapy. It's not about coaching being counseling, but it is about coaches understanding and knowing when burnout is in the room and making the changes to make coaching safe. So that's my current mission. Many of you, I'm getting so many messages from all of you just saying thank you for these podcasts. Whether you are on the brink of burnout yourself, or whether you are wanting to explore burnout coaching, or whether you're already a coach that is wanting to incorporate much more of this burnout awareness. Thank you very much for all of your messages. I'm loving them all. Let's get into it. This is glow up collapse. So what this really means, this is like behind the scenes of every filtered transformation, right? There is a nervous system that is shutting down. So behind the scenes of every filtered, and I want you to really focus on the word filtered here, but behind the scenes of every filtered transformation is a nervous system shutting down. How to spot it? This is the like really inspiring before and after posts. It's the massive, like the huge big launches. It's the back-to-back up-leveling and then total radio silence, right? It's the coaches that are out there talking about, you know, I've done this, you know, I made £1 million and then I crashed. I've just had I just made a six figure launch last month, and then you don't see them for another 3 months, and then you'll get you'll get a LinkedIn post. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that I was pushing myself to burnout, but now I've learned. Now I'm going to give you a new business model, because now I'm going to tell you how we're going to end burnout, right? I'm going to teach you, because I've learned now since my last crash everything that you need to do to get an eight-figure launch without reaching burnout in your business, right? It's that kind of stuff that we're talking about. And why this matters is because burnout loves a glow up, right? Burnout loves all of these little transformations and the up leveling and the golden glow and the look at me, aren't I amazing with my next shiny launch? And yet no one notices until this coach disappears. And even then, sometimes, because we're so caught up in our own lives, right? We don't notice when this person goes. Now, of course, this isn't just relevant for coaching, this glow up collapse. This can also be for the clients that we may be working with that are still in house, right? They go from project to project. They are totally switched on, totally doing everything that they need to do, delivering projects on time and on budget, making sure that all of the boxes are ticked, right? Their I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. They've been there, they've been showing up every single day. And then they say, right, at the end of this project, I'm going to take some time, you know, I'm going to have a holiday, and they crash. And then they might take some time off, and then they come back and repeat the same thing over and over again. But this person might also be job hopping. Now, again, we might say, I mean, 10, 15, 20 years ago, we'd have looked at job hopping as a bad thing, right? There must be something wrong with you. But at the same time, there was a job for life, right? I can remember starting my in-house career, right? My life of employment in September 1998. And at that point, I can remember being given like my pension information and what was going to happen. I think it was like something 2040 something. But I also, this particular company that I worked at, if you were there for 25 years service, you got 6 months of paid leave. And I knew what I was going to do with that sabbatical, right? I was going to go away. I was going to do this volunteering stuff. I was going to, you know, do all this. I mean, life looked very different. A couple of years later, I gave birth to twins very, very unexpectedly. My son's going to be 25 this December. I still continue to work. I still continue to grow my career. Ended up at 30 as the UK's youngest HR director. I had over an 8-year period, I had seven promotions, and I added over £100,000 to my salary during that 8-year period. And in the years before that, I'd had loads of promotions and loads of salary increases and unexpected salary increases, had all of that stuff. So if I'd have been job hopping maybe as much then, people might have called into question, right, what's wrong with her? Why can she never stay in a job for too long? But now we look at it as maybe that person has just achieved what they need to achieve within that time, right? I've seen people, there's a woman that I saw went into a really big C-suite role a couple of years ago. And I can remember having a conversation with her and she's like, yeah, I think, you know, this will be it for me for, you know, at least the next 5 years now. 2 years later, she's left. She's like, well, I achieved everything that I needed to achieve. Or at least that's the story that's going out there. But she's like, I achieved everything that I needed to achieve. And now she's going off and starting her own thing. But how many people that like, well, I achieved everything that I needed to achieve. Actually, how many of them could potentially be at this glow up collapse? They go in, they give these projects their absolute all, or they give these organizations their absolute all for 2 or 3 years to the point of exhaustion. And then when they've concluded whatever project it is that needs to be concluded, they're like, oh, I just need a break, just need some time out. And then they're just actually, yeah, I'm gonna go for the next job, or yes, I'm gonna start my own company, yes, I'm gonna start my own gig, yes, I'm gonna do my own thing. And then they maybe realise 6 months later or a year, like, oh, I'm running on empty. And what do we tend to do as coaches? We go, well, maybe this thing, you just haven't found your purpose. Maybe this thing isn't what you should be doing, right? Let's work on your values. Let's work on your purpose. Let's get you firing again. Brilliant, right? So now, and then we go for the next launch. Let's get you to a 6-figure launch. Let's get you to a 5-figure launch. Let's get you to a 7-figure launch. Let's get you into that next role. Let's get you into that next promotion. I did a LinkedIn Live about this a couple of weeks ago, right? Because again, so what we get taught and trained as coaches. So this isn't, I can't say this is, and I'm not putting blame on anybody, but actually what the majority of coach training out there is teaching and training us, right? Is how to keep people moving forwards. The executive coaching qualification that I did was about being a solution-focused executive coach. We don't focus on the problem, we focus on the solution. We keep you moving forwards. We set your goals, we keep you moving forwards. We keep you performing, we keep you taking action, we keep you moving forwards. We focus on the solution, we keep you moving forwards. I didn't get taught in my coach training back in 2012, 2013... that this is what it might look like for somebody that's experiencing high stress or being on the brink of burnout. My coach during 2013 wasn't able to spot that I was on the brink of burnout. Many coaches out there, we're not trained in how to spot this stuff. But we are if somebody's exhausted, it's because they're not living their purpose, right? It's because they're not doing work that's aligned for them. So let's get you goal setting. Let's get you moving forwards. Let's get you performing to full capacity again, right? Keep you moving, keep you going. Let's set more goals. We spoke last week, didn't we, about boundaried burnout, right? Let's set you more boundaries. Let's color code your diary, manage your time, get you doing this, get you doing that, get you doing self-care, blah, blah, blah. Let's get you doing more. Let's get you doing all of this stuff. Let's get you back in control. But again, if what we need is a nervous system reset, all of this stuff, all of this performance, the goal setting, the management, all of that stuff is not going to help. And then what happens is clients start to ghost. Because there's something inside the client goes, I don't need more right now. They might not be able to explain it. They might not be able to verbalize it. But inside, there will be a part of them that just thinks, this is not right. This is not what I need. Or this isn't the coach for me. This isn't the coaching that I thought it would be. But of course, then the conversations that are going on, it's like, well, yeah, you know, I worked with... I'll put my name in this gap, shall I? Like, yeah, I worked with Kelly, but it just wasn't what I needed. Yeah, you know, I'd heard really great things about Kelly, but yeah, all she was doing was just like setting more goals, and it didn't feel right for me. So they're not, because again, they can't necessarily articulate it. If burnout is in the room, if they're on the brink of burnout, they won't be able to think, oh, it's because I'm at burnout and actually I needed a nervous system reset. They're just like, yeah, I'd heard really great things about Kelly, but actually she's not that great a coach. Let's take that back, right? Again, our words have power. I'm a brilliant coach. I know what to spot. I will challenge my clients. I will push. I will talk about timeout. I will talk about boundaries. I will also say to them, this is what, you know, I think you need to be doing to protect yourself a bit more. I have over the course of, I think it's been 4 clients over the 10, 11 years that I've been doing this work that I have said, I cannot coach you until you, and it was a slightly different reason for each of them, but it was like, you need to go and speak to a GP. You need to take some time off. You need to have a holiday. You need to get a new job. And until you do these things, I cannot continue to coach you. And I do that with all of the tools and all of the skill set and everything that I teach, you know, in the Master Burnout Coach, right? Everything that I'm teaching about nervous system resetting, everything about somatics and breathing and the neuroscience and the nervous system, everything that I could see with these clients, they needed something more than just the coaching. And the coaching would have, you know, we'd have got to a point where the coaching would have been pointless. The client was still like, I'm still getting lots of value from it. They might have been getting value from it in the sessions because we were talking about goal setting and with where their nervous system was, with where their head was, with where their body was, with where their stress levels were, with where their fear levels were, with where their need to please and people please and everything that burnout was doing to them. Of course, they wanted to carry on with the coaching. So, well, clearly I need coaching. I've got to keep moving forwards. I've got to keep doing all this stuff. It wasn't what was needed. And I could have fallen into this trap of the glow up collapse where, okay, let's get you your next job. Let's get you your next promotion. Let's get you through this project. Let's get you this. Let's get you this. Let's keep you moving. Let's keep going. So many clients that I have worked with that have left their in-house roles to then start their own businesses. And they've come to me at that point, right, I've left my in-house role because I was at burnout and now I want to work with you as my coach. But actually, when they come to me, I think a lot of them, what they're kind of expecting is that I'm then going to help them to become, you know, an amazing business owner. And yet the work we need to do before that is on the resetting. I'm not going to help you to build 6-figure months. But I can help you to get your body and your brain in a place where you can decide if actually it's a six-figure months that you want, or actually whether we're defining, redefining, creating a completely different version of what success looks like. From a place of calm, from a place of knowing, from a place of your true sense of self and your true identity, rather than all of the stuff that you've seen on your Instagram feed and thinking that you then need to start chasing after that because then you'll be happy and then you'll be calm and then you won't need to get to burnout anymore and then you're not going to be stressed and then, you know, you have the big house and the car and everything that you've ever wanted, right? Everything that you couldn't get in corporate, and you're going to shove 2 fingers up at those in corporate and go, well, look at me now, right? I've got all of this stuff. And then end up at burnout number 2 or burnout number 3 or burnout number 4 a couple of years later because you were chasing after the wrong thing for all of the wrong reasons. You were at that point in the burnout equation where you were just replacing toxicity with toxicity, where you hadn't worked on your real sense of self, where you hadn't focused on what was really important, where you hadn't created a safe space within your body and your mind and your brain and your nervous system, whereby you'd just gone from busy to busy and toxicity to toxicity and not fully knowing who you were to being even less familiar with who you are. So again, burnout does this thing to us. And I think we've talked about this again in previous episodes. If not in this podcast, we've definitely talked about it in Frazzled. But burnout does this thing to you where like you don't recognize who you are. There's these three, I call it the three faces of burnout. We end up at this point of burnout and we want to be who we were before, because who we are now, we don't recognize this person. Because this person feels a bit hesitant. This person doesn't feel able to make decisions. This person doesn't feel very confident or very able. Like they're worrying about loads of stuff over again. They're just not gaining any momentum. They say they'll do something, and then when it comes to doing it, they can't follow through. They can't act. They can't move anything forwards in a great way. Actually, I don't want to be this person, right? Because I'm not a hesitant person that can't make decisions and can't move forward, right? I'm an action taker. I'm a high performer. I'm all this stuff. So actually, I don't know who this person is. So we think, I want to go back to who I was pre-burnout. But then there's also part of us that's, oh no, but I don't want to be that person, because that person got me to the point of burnout in the first place. So I don't want to go back to that. And at the same time, we don't know then who we will be in the future or how we can be in the future. So these three phases of burnout, we just become really confused by. So what we tend to do, because our nervous system is still in this fight, flight, freeze, fawn, we think, well, let's just do something. So we start looking externally for all of these answers, right? Again, we spoke about this a few episodes ago, where we just move from course to course or learning to learning. And we think, okay, I'm going to get the answers from this book. I'm going to get the answers from this course. I'm going to get the answers from this program. I need 10,000 different qualifications that are going to make me an expert in burnout. I need 50,000 certificates that are going to make me an expert in burnout. Right? I talk about this. I did this myself. If I kept learning, I thought not only would I be able to stop myself from getting to burnout again, but also wouldn't I be the best coach in the absolute world for every single one of my clients? Wouldn't I be amazing? So I need certificate after certificate after certificate after certificate. And I say this, I'm doing my master's. I am absolutely convinced that I will be going on to do my doctorate, because I know what my research wants to be. But actually, from that, the certainty I have of that now is very different to the reason that I thought I needed to have a doctorate back in 2015, when I first started thinking about this stuff. Because in 2015, I was doing it because I thought that was the only thing that would make me credible. And I thought then people would see me as the expert. And there was one client that I desperately wanted to work with. And they only work with people with doctorates. So I thought, well, I'm going to show you that I'm good enough. 2015 was the year that I reached my second burnout. And I was ready, in addition to all of the other courses that I was doing at the moment, I was ready to start a doctorate. I have been where you are, right? In terms of, I need all of these things. Again, I say this knowing that I'm, okay, right, I want you to come and join me. I want you to come and join me in the Burnout Academy. I want you to come and do the 2-day Burnout Aware training with me. Maybe you want to come and spend 5 days with me and do the Train the Trainer qualification. Maybe you want to spend 12 months with me and come and do the Master Burnout Coach qualification. I've had so many conversations with people over the last few weeks, but again, what I'm seeing is some people want to come and join me and they want to do 5 or 6 other qualifications at the same time. And I'm talking people out of it. I've even had people thank me, like, oh, thank you very much for like talking me out of the thing that I was going to do. Because if it's not the right thing for you, I'm not going to take your money. I'm just not. And if I can see that you're falling into the trap of qualification after qualification after qualification after qualification to fuel this glow up collapse, right? So you can do like before and after posts and be all over socials and I've just done this thing and this is going to be my 5-figure month, my 6-figure month, my I'm going to make 7 figures this year and everything's going to be amazing. And then you reach burnout again in the new year. You're like, well, I was working with Kelly and look what's happened. It's not good. It's not good for any of us. But I'm also not that person. And again, when I talk about the morals and ethics of what I've created within the academy, when I talk about the fact that as coaches, we need to be doing the same as our clients, right? We need to be taking a step back. We don't need to be constantly pushing, constantly learning, constantly leveling up, constantly doing all of this stuff. And I, you know, for me, right, I feel really proud of myself this year. Usually, right, September for me is, right, what's all the new and exciting things that I can do, right? New products, new courses, new this, new that, new the other. There are two extra things that I want to bring into the business over the course of the next 12 months. And I've only decided to say yes to them because I can do them low effort. Like they're going to take minimal time. It's stuff that I'm already doing, but I can change it slightly and monetize it in a very different way. And it can sit on the website. It's not going to take effort to do. The effort it's going to take is, and it's stuff really that I can delegate. There's two things I need to film. The rest of it I can give to my assistant. She can set up all the rest of it. Because again, I can still fall into the trap. I've got to be doing more, got to be doing more. I don't want to be doing more. I said, I think it was last week's episode, wasn't it? When I was talking about my colour coding and all of my planners. I'm only delivering next year the Burnout Aware 2-day training. I think I've got 5 of those in for next year. I'm doing 2 of the 5-day train the trainers. I will do this cohort, this group of the Master Burnout Coach. I'm not launching the Master Burnout Coach again until January 2027. That's my year. And I've looked at some of this, but I could fill other stuff in. I could plug other stuff. I'm not doing it. I'm going to double down on what I'm already doing to bring in more of the right people, but I'm not delivering any more events. My time and energy is precious. This last 10 months and all of the illness and all of the pain, and now, you know, I've got my operation coming up in a few weeks, but all of this stuff that I've been waiting for has taught me finally that less is more. And if you are working full-time, if you are coaching full-time, if you are listening to this as somebody that's on the brink of burnout, or as a coach that is wanting, or an aspiring coach that's wanting to help people through burnout, we don't need filters. We don't need to be showing the kind of best bits real. We don't need to be faking before and after stuff, thinking that this is the most amazing thing that's going to help us to grow our business. What we need to do is really step into what we want, who we are at our core. We need to be getting rid of all these toxic behaviors and toxic thoughts and toxic thinking and toxic patterns and toxic comparison. We need to be letting all of that go. So this episode has been Glow Up Collapse. What it means is it's the behind the scenes of every filter transformation is a nervous system shutting down. How to spot it. It's the inspiring before and after posts, the big launches, the back-to-back up levels, and then radio silence. And this matters because burnout loves a glow up, and yet no one notices until the person disappears. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to be back with you next week for truth number 11, nervous system hustle. That's what we've got next week. Nervous System Hustle, Burnout Truth number 11. I'll be back with you again. New episodes every single Tuesday. If you've not got your podcast companion yet, head to kellyswingler.com/podcast and get that. And if you do not have your Burnout Aware Starter Kit, head to kellyswingler.com. On the homepage, you will find the link to get your Burnout Aware Starter Kit, the questions that you can start to ask to start your journey to be a Burnout Aware coach. Thank you very, very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much for listening. Keep your messages coming. I'm loving your feedback and your comments about all of this stuff. Thank you very much. And I'll be back with you again next week. Take care, everybody. But for now, bye-bye.